Now, today, the Oireachtas Committee on Sport will be discussing the abuse of referees in football, in GAA and rugby. It's been over 2 weeks since underage football referees announced that they were striking because of an increased amount of verbal and physical abuse from players, from coaches and from parents. Two-thirds of referees quit within 2 years due to abuse. That's what the FAI will tell the Oireachtas Committee today. Abuse is the main reason they cite when they step away from the game. In its opening statement, the Irish Soccer Referees Society say there have been 3 cases of assault in the last 2 months, and the players were suspended for 12 months each. Now, we wanted to find out if things had improved since that strike, so we sent Henry McKean along to some matches. Henry, good morning. How was it?
Good morning, Pat. Yes, according to the Irish Soccer Referees Society, referees in the Dublin Schoolboys League have reported abuse after referees went on strike. One received a phone call saying he would be got. Another was cornered by a spectator in a car park and was threatened he would be killed. One match I went to, Pat, under 10s, everyone was very well behaved. But at another game, for older teenagers, it was just a very, very different story. And we're not going to identify the clubs playing to protect the identity of the referee, but we will say they were football clubs based in Leinster. The away side was well behaved, but the home side was very lippy with 3 yellow cards, and the home coach effed and blinded solidly for 90 minutes. The away side was given 1 yellow card. And there was trash talk after the game, with the away team told to F off back to their county. The referee heard the phrase queer, that homophobic slur, by a player because he wanted halftime to be 15 minutes before kickoff. It was decided halftime would be just 5. In this recording I took from the sidelines, you can hear some of the angry, aggressive behaviour. This was recorded with strong winds, so really try and listen, and we want to give you a warning of language throughout.
Ref, you're wrong! You're wrong, ref! You're wrong, ref! Referee, you're wrong!
Now, a lot of wind noise there, Henry. It's not that clear. What were you hearing?
Well, at the end, you can hear the yellow card being given out. You can hear whinge bag. And what you can't hear is the phrase queer. And what I took from this was, I suppose, the normalisation of bad behaviour. And once you put the antisocial behaviour to one side, it was an entertaining match to watch. Here is the referee who kept his cool right through the game. He doesn't want us to give his name because he doesn't want to be targeted in future. Some people might find this clip disturbing for younger ears. I grabbed a word with him after the game and I introduced myself, and you know, I did hear that phrase, that homophobic slur, which I won't repeat, and I thought it was directed at the ref, but the ref wasn't sure if it was directed at a player. And as you said, it was windy, lots of shouting, so the ref wasn't 100% sure.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt with a yellow card. By the law, it is red straight away.
So any type of homophobic abuse?
Yes, of course, is definitely a straight red.
You do this, you volunteer, you're a referee, yeah. Like hundreds across the country, and you give up your time on a freezing cold night like tonight. You don't want that level of abuse. Why?
Well, I love football. Sadly, it does come with it, but I've been playing football since I was a young man. It's always been there. It's very hard to get it out, to kick it out of the game. We need to. We striked last week. We thought we'd send a message. Clearly it didn't tonight. We've seen a bit more abuse, more aggressive.
So you were on strike, and the fact that you were on strike and you're back and you striked to prove a point that you want respect. Did you think you got respect? And these
it's
are young
hard.
Players.
They're aggressive, you know, in the game. It's kind of natural when it comes out. So you give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt. I have played the game myself, so I know in the heat of the moment that can go on.
At one point, 22 players all shouted at you, our ref.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes.
Ganging up on you. Both sides. How can you take that?
Yeah, it's control. It's control of the mind. It's understanding. You're in the mood. You're in the referee mode. You understand the game. You understand what they're going through. So they want their way. They always want their way. But in a ref, you keep your cool. You always keep your cool. Keep a cool head. You know what you're in. You're in the game. You're in mode.
You hear about the abuse that you take, referees take. But then when you see it and you think, oh, hang on, give the ref a break.
Yeah.
You know, effing this and effing that.
Yeah, it's part of the game, unfortunately.
Troubling to hear that from the referee, because when you're looking at the telly and even the Premier League in England, you can lip read a lot of the abuse that is coming from top class players. So what are the kids licking up? Anyway, that ref, what sort of threats has he faced in recent weeks?
Yeah, you're right, Pat, about what they're seeing over in England. This ref, he's seeing lots of abuse. He was threatened by a coach. This particular coach threatened he would be stabbed. And that was in an under-10s football game.
He was told he was going to be stabbed at a low level underage games. I'm not going to mention the club, and
was
I certainly
it the coaches?
Wouldn't do that.
Was it the
it was the coach. It was the coach.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't really come back from that, can you?
Well, you can't, no.
So what did you do?
It's an awkward one, because I know where he comes from, and he's in the same local area as me. So I actually know him.
And he could have that ability?
Well, I didn't report it.
Abandon the game?
I didn't. No, it was at the end of the game. The game was out. The game had finished, and he approached me after it. And then we had words, and I told him what I thought of the game. And then we had words, and I says, I'm actually from that area where you are from too, so you couldn't call me a homer referee. And then he says, if I see you, I'll stab you in where I'm from. He caught me by surprise, to be honest with you. He caught me by surprise. So I walked away. And then about 5 or 10 seconds it kicked in. He says, no, I don't need to take that. So I walked after him. I said, excuse me, can you have your name, please? And he walked away from me. And I walked after him. I said, excuse me, can I have your name? And he says, no. And he walked away. And then his two other coaches came down and said, please, can I have that man's name? And they wouldn't give it to me. And I kept at them. I says, I need his name, please.
And did you get the name?
I got his name, yeah.
And what happened to him?
In my own personal way of dealing with it, I went home, I rang my league, I told them about the situation. They asked me what did I wanted to do. They says certainly send it in if you wanted to, but there's another way of approaching it if you feel that you may have led the situation or let the situation get to that between the two of you. I was invited to take my own report and keep it at home, and if anything was to come of it, I'd have it there.
So you have it on file for the next time?
Yes.
What do you say to parents? What do you say to young footballers that are still being aggressive? Will there be another strike? Will there be any referees left at the end of this? I mean, you know, referees are leaving the game.
Yeah, no referees, there's no match. End of story. We need refs. We need to cut out the abuse. I don't know if it's better guidance from the FAI. These coaches have to learn that when they're dealing with young men, to teach them how to control themselves in the actual game itself. Yes, it's very hard to take aggression out of the game, because part of football is being aggressive, and I understand that. But they have to kind of control their head, learn that end of it too. And I think the coaches need to pass that on to the players. It is what it is. I thought it was a great game.
Entertaining to watch.
It was entertaining.
I felt for you. I felt
Did
like
you?
I needed to be your bodyguard at one point.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what we do. But I thought it was a great game.
A great game in spite of all the aggro. The Oireachtas Committee on Sport is discussing this today. They can discuss it. What are they going to do about it?
That's a very good question, Pat. They'll be discussing the elimination of any and all abuse towards referees, officials and players in sport. The IRFU, the GAA, FAI and other sports have been invited. It kicks off after lunch and I got to speak to the chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Sport, Niamh Smith, Fianna Fáil TD for Cavan Monaghan. She listened to the clips we just heard and she talks about online abuse also.
I'm really shocked, you know, with it's an appalling verbal abuse that we heard there on your clips today or of those games. But I suppose I'm mindful of the fact that we're always talking about parity, esteem and getting, you know, gender balance going within all levels and all aspects of games. And I'm conscious and thinking of Maggie Farley when I say that, who became the first woman ever to referee a county final in Cavan in Breffni, Kingspan, Breffni Park there 2 weeks ago. And, you know, a bit like females in politics, I always think social media is going to create a constant barrier for women to get involved. That type of behaviour certainly would cause a barrier for females to continue breaking glass ceilings, as Maggie's done, to take on the role of referees. I mean, why would anybody put themselves out there for that type of abuse?
These referees, they're volunteering, they're getting verbal abuse, yeah. They're being threatened, sometimes physical and online as well, and phone calls. You're sitting down with your Oireachtas committee, you're meeting the referees. Can you do anything?
Well, I certainly hope we would. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not somebody who's at a game every weekend or anything like that. I'm one of these people that's probably at the finals. I have two nephews who play. They're 10 and 9. And I would hate to think that that's what, you know, the environment that they were being exposed at. Now, I know it's not their environment, but they're a very young team. You know, further up the line, as you said, those games are kind of more older, young people, older lads playing. But if the referees aren't there, there's no game. And games are so important, whether it be Gaelic, soccer, rugby, is so important for our mental health, our fitness, and we're trying to encourage people to be involved in outdoor activities and games and sports. And that's certainly, if there's no referees, but there has to be, I suppose, guidelines, there has to be accountability, and there has to be a benchmark where a certain behaviour is not acceptable.
Is it okay to call a referee a homophobic slur? Is it okay to threaten to stab him? Has ball games in general, have they come to that level of abuse is acceptable?
Of course it's not, but I assume that meeting our stakeholders tomorrow, I mean, to be fair, the Oireachtas Committee is trying to get a grip of this, get a grasp of what's going on, so what we can do as a committee to actually perhaps put guidelines in place. But as I said to you, guidelines are one thing. You know, a referee who finds themselves in that position should feel confident in their position to produce the red card if they're getting that type of abuse and intimidation and threats. There is nobody should be let near a playing field. I mean, they shouldn't be let near a playing field to be allowed to perpetrate that type of abuse and to do it continually. Just shouldn't be allowed.
And that's the chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Sport, Niamh Smith, Fianna Fáil TD for Cavan Monaghan, ending Henry McKean's report, going undercover at a youth football match in Leinster, looking at abuse directed at referees from players and from parents and from coaches and from spectators. As the FAI campaign says, stamp out referee abuse now. No ref, no game.